Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 64, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows level off around 50, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs around 57. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the latest cattle and feed report on Friday, and it showed cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. and feedlots of capacity of 1,000 or more totaled 12 million head on May 1st. That inventory 2% above May 1st a year ago, and the highest May 1st inventory since the series began in 1996. Placements in feedlots for April, 1.81 million head, 1% below 2021, and the marketings of fed cattle during April totaled 1.89 million head, 2% below 2021. A bipartisan group of lawmakers led by New Jersey Senator Cory Booker calling on the White House to reject any effort by the Food and Drug Administration to crack down on plant-based beverages that use the term milk. The Office of Management and Budget currently reviewing proposed guidance on the labeling of plant-based milk alternatives and voluntary nutrient statements. While the document is yet to be released, the dairy industry and its allies in Congress have been pressuring FDA for years to stop plant-based products from using dairy terms. In a letter the lawmakers sent to OMB Director Shalonda Young, said any guidance, even voluntary, that asks plant-based milks to identify differences without doing the same for animal milk is discriminatory towards the plant-based industry as well as hardworking farmers who grow crops like oats and almonds. Booker, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, was joined in the letter by Senator Mike Lee of Utah, and Representatives Julia Brownlee of California and Nancy Mace of South Carolina. And a study conducted by the nation's largest soybean group says the Environmental Quality Incentive Program is more effective than the Conservation Stewardship Program when it comes to increasing cover crop acres on farms. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. One person suffered serious injuries in a drive-by shooting in the Oak Lawn neighborhood Sunday night. The shooting happened around 7 p.m. in the 4900 block of South Clifton. It was reported there were multiple witnesses, but there are no other details available at this time. Starting yesterday and running through Saturday, June 4th, there will be an increased presence of law enforcement agencies on roads in Kansas as part of the 2022 Kansas Click It or Ticket campaign. The Click It or Ticket campaign aims to drastically reduce the number of preventable deaths and injuries that occur when unbelted drivers and passengers are involved in traffic crashes. During the campaign, drivers on Kansas roads will be met with extra enforcement, specifically on the Kansas Safety Belt Use Act and the Kansas Child Passenger Safety Act. Both statutes require that all occupants in a car must be appropriately restrained. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Wichita police say a 36-year-old man suffered injuries in a hit-and-run in Old Town late Sunday night. Officers and EMS responded at around 11:40 p.m. to the report of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle near Douglas and Washington. According to the police, the victim was walking north across Douglas in the Old Town area when he was hit by a dark sedan that was heading east. The man was transported to an area hospital where he's listed in stable condition. Wichita police said an Uber driver witnessed the hit and run, and investigators were going over surveillance footage in the area. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Siemens Gamesa Wind Energy Plants in Hutchinson and Fort Madison, Iowa, will close down while the company waits for new orders. Officials with the company announced on Friday that most employees at the two plants will be laid off. The blade manufacturing plant in Iowa will close in June, followed by the Kansas plant in July. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A Snapchat video showing a burglary in Grand Island has led to the arrest of one, charges being referred to another, and a citation for a third. The burglary happened in the 1100 block of South Greenwich Street, in which the suspects entered through a locked back door and stole a PlayStation 4 with accessories and a set of Beats earbuds. Police said the suspect shared a Snapchat video with the victim of them inside the victim's home. Abraham Clemente Gonzalez was arrested for burglary. One 17-year-old male was referred for trespassing, possession of more than 1 ounce, less than a pound of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The other 17-year-old was cited for trespassing. Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that Nebraska's preliminary employment for April 2022 reached an all-time high of 1,040,325. This means nearly 22,000 more Nebraskans are working now than prior to the pandemic. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Submit your pay with down payment, APR term, and vehicle with credit plus tax and fees. Expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week, proposing the board adopt an infill housing revitalization program. She suggested a rebate up to 100% on new construction only. No land or outbuildings would qualify, and the rebate would be for 10 years. This program is for infill housing only, with incorporated city limits participating. The incorporated city would provide a map of locations within the boundaries that would qualify for infill housing. No decision by commissioners was made at this time. Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to discuss a proposed jail project. The architect provided an estimated cost of construction at $9.5 to $10 million. Soft costs estimated to be approximately $500,000. Ackerman said he does have a capital outlay account, which could be used for some soft costs. American Rescue Plan funds can be used for architectural fees, but cannot be used except for COVID-related items such as video systems for remote hearings and perhaps mental health or medical areas of a jail. USDA will meet with the board to discuss financing at upcoming meetings. County councilors advise the default hearing for the tax sale will be in June. The tax sale date will likely be in August. A motion was approved unanimously to appoint Tony Yalsey as Helm Creek treasurer to replace Stephen Gatisek, who has moved out of the township. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. With increasing fuel costs to dump at Rolling Meadows, a motion was approved to increase the price to dump the Nemahal County landfill to $65 a ton and the out-of-county cost $75 a ton, effective June 1st. Former Gage County Supervisor Dennis Byer's wife is among five applicants for his vacant seat following his passing earlier this month. Janet Byers is a District 15 Board of Education member and is retired from the Beatrice Board of Public Works. Others include former Beatrice Mayor John Barles, retired from Beatrice Public Schools, former Supervisor David Swavely, retired from NEAPCO, Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary, and Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee from the Highway Department. Interviews are slated Wednesday afternoon, with a candidate to be chosen to fill the unexpired term of Dennis Byers through the end of 2024. Rose Marie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private burial service will be held at a later date, with visitation this Saturday at the Frankfort Patton Chapel from noon until 8. Family will receive friends from 5 until 7. Patton Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rose Marie Stauffer.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with a slight chance for some rain showers and more showers expected overnight. Temperatures still staying cooler throughout today and the next few days, with our highs in the mid-60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 50s throughout Missouri. More rain showers expected throughout the day on Tuesday, with our highs ranging in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Rain showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Thursday night, leading into Wednesday and clearing up on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 57. The record low, 35. Sunset this evening at 8:40. Sunrise the morning at 6:08.
If you go to the Lakeshore in Duluth, Minnesota, be prepared for just about anything. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 23rd. It is the 143rd day of the year, and Drew Carey is celebrating a birthday. A lot of places claim the saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. But no one had a stronger claim on that motto than Duluth, Minnesota, 13 years ago this week. A breeze off of chilly Lake Superior held nearby temperatures in the mid-40s. But just across town, a warm front had pushed the temperature to near 90. As the gusting south wind replaced the cold air, the temperature spiked by 40 degrees in a matter of minutes. But the roller coaster ride wasn't over. A few minutes later, the winds again turned off the lake and plunged the temperature back into the 40s. It was one of the most rapid temperature swings in the state's history. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Rich Price, the winningest coach in Kansas baseball history, announced Sunday that he will retire as a Jayhawks leader after 20 seasons. Price will end his career at Kansas with 581 victories, one Big 12 tournament championship, and three NCAA regional appearances. He has a winning percentage of .510. He led the Jayhawks to 35 wins in his first season. He has 11 winning seasons, including a 43-win year in 2006. Price has coached 109 all-conference selections and has seen 75 Jayhawks go on to play professional baseball, including 10 top-10 round draft picks. The Wichita State softball team defeated Princeton 5-4 in the first elimination game of the NCAA Fayetteville Regional, but was knocked out in the nightcap to number 23 Oregon 8-1. Wichita State finishes the season at 34-18, making the program's second straight NCAA appearance and sixth overall. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Court has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers with approved credit for taxes. These not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Inventory as of May 5th.
Topeka's own Gary Woodland slipped out of the top 10 at the PGA Championship after shooting a +5 in the final round. He was tied for 10th place after round 3 Saturday, shooting a 1-under, but he fell to tying in 34th place. He had a birdie on the 17th hole Sunday, but finished the day with 6 bogeys. The PGA put up an event record $15 million purse this year. The winner, Justin Thomas, walked away with a payout of $2.7 million. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Legarius Sneed became the victim of a random act of violence Friday afternoon while visiting his hometown of Minden, Louisiana. Sneed's vehicle was shot up by an unknown party, according to the Minden Police Department. Nobody was injured. Sneed was not in the vehicle at the time of the shooting, and an investigation into the incident is underway, Minden Police said. A team spokesperson said the Chiefs are aware of the situation and in the process of gathering information. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State golf tournament underway Monday and Tuesday this week. Area participants, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights in 2A at Emporia, Joey Hardwick and Grady Fox of Frankfort, as well as the Washington County and Centralia teams in Class 1A at Heston. Centralia was regional champion, Washington County runner-up. Washington County team members Grayson Vitipka, Mason Miller, and Jaden Otot, Carson Kern, Connor Gepner, and Aiden Gakel.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now, is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville's a really good community to live in. And
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Reduce ongoing maintenance and improve the health of your lawn with proper spring care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mow high and often to encourage deeply rooted grass that is more drought tolerant, pest resistant, and better able to outcompete the weeds. Remove no more than one-third the grass blade at a time. Leave the clippings on the lawn to add organic matter, nutrients, and moisture to the soil. Make sure your mower blades are sharp. This reduces fuel consumption, shortens mowing time, and improves the health and beauty of your lawn. Northern gardeners should make their first and southern gardeners their second fertilizer application around Memorial Day. Use a low-nitrogen, slow-release fertilizer like Milorganite that won't damage your lawn when hot, dry weather arrives. Sweep grass clippings and fertilizer residue off walks and drives to keep unwanted nutrients out of waterways and eventually our drinking water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
In Le Minnesota, you'll find what appears to be a modest old home sitting on a lot in front of a grain elevator. Unless you read the sign, you might not know who lived there. What makes the place truly special is the identity of not just one, but two families whose work you've certainly heard of. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dr. W.W. Mayo, father of what is today the well-known Mayo Clinics, built a home in Le Sueur, Minnesota, before later moving to Rochester to take a job as an examining surgeon with the Army during the Civil War. Mayo's mother-in-law next purchased the home that you can still see here today.
So she helps by buying the house that provides them with some cash to move to Rochester. And then there are other private owners until the Cosgroves move in.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the Mayo home in Le Sueur. Perhaps that next owner, the Cosgroves, don't sound familiar. Give me just a second to explain.
The Cosgroves were living in the house, and there was a visiting salesman who was selling used canning equipment, and he showed up in town and was giving a presentation to the men of town that this is an investment you should make. And so C.N. Cosgrove and a few other men from town invested in the used canning equipment and started the Minnesota Valley Canning Company.
But you probably wouldn't know the name of that canning company if not for one specific item that happened to grow very well.
They grew corn the first couple of years and then also peas. And the peas that they were growing in the valley were so large that they started giving them the nickname Green Giant.
And now you know, the Cosgroves, who bought Dr. Mayo's home, brought us the Green Giant label of canned produce.
And then eventually they had a character to go along with that. And that character is holding peas. So that tells you that if a giant can hold those peas are very large. And they were pretty forefront in using a character to market their product.
But at this point, this is not a jolly green giant. He's just a giant. And in fact, he looks kind of mean. But nonetheless, the Green Giant character put the canning company on the map. But he did get happier. Jolly, in fact. Just how that happened, we'll have to wait until next time. As we travel the countryside in Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
You probably know him from the Emmy-nominated show 30 Rock.
When I was in that coma, y'all, I saw the white light.
The uncontainable Tracy Morgan is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on July 7th.
But I ain't go to it because I thought it was the police. Huh?
Must be 18 or over to attend. Don't miss Tracy Morgan live. Tickets at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
Trail riding is good for both horse and rider. It provides a nice change of scenery. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding trail riding practices will ensure you stay safe as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When I was a kid, I rode our horse on several trails. I was always fearful of bees, raccoons, snakes, and low-hanging limbs. You know, things that could startle the horse, bite or sting me, or whack me in the head. Jennifer Nadeau is an equine extension specialist at the University of Connecticut. She says doing some groundwork with your horse at home will help you both handle an uncomfortable situation.
A lot of people talk about teaching your horse how to recover from different situations quickly so that when they encounter something, they get over it. They don't just keep worrying about that thing and let it build up. For example, Stacy Westfall has a lot of different videos about practicing for trail situations, teaching the horse to recover from, you know, something like a spook.
Be aware of your surroundings and ride with others if you can. If you're not sure where to ride, Nadeau recommends asking other horse owners or organizations. State park maps often mark horse trails and look for horse trails online. Before you saddle up, there are some considerations to make to ensure the experience is pleasant for you and your horse.
You really want to think about your horse's level of experience, your level of experience, the difficulty of the terrain that you might encounter, your horse's conditioning, and those sorts of things. And also, if you could add a route that has a water source on it, if you're riding and there's not going to be any water source, or you're going to be riding for a long time, you might want to incorporate looping back to the trailer for a drink.
There are several other things you should bring along. NATO says the number one item is a hoof pick in case something gets stuck in the horse's hoof. Carry a flashlight in case nightfall catches you still on the trail. Have a first aid kit for horse and rider, sunscreen and insect repellent for both of you, and rain gear. Find more trail riding tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I am
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Americans are not eating healthy, but don't blame farmers for that. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Harvard professor Robert Parlberg, author of the 2021 book Resetting the Table, says America has a problem. We're not eating healthy here.
And this dietary health crisis is increasingly blamed on what American farms grow.
And why is that?
Michael Pollan has popularized this notion that America's bad diet comes from the excessive quantities of corn and soy that are, he says, promoted by farm subsidies in the United States. Most of my students out in the East Coast believe this. This is for them the gospel. They know that farm subsidies promote the production of unhealthy foods on America's farms. And they say we're living under a plague of cheap corn and that that's the reason diet is in trouble.
Do farm subsidies make unhealthy foods cheap? Parlberg says they do not.
The agricultural economists that I talk to know that this is completely untrue. The purpose of farm subsidies is not to boost food supplies in the market and make food cheap. It's to boost the income of farmers, usually by reducing supplies in the market, which drives up the price of food.
Parlberg was part of a Farm Foundation forum on America's dietary health, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Seals in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Seals in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, do you ever wonder if your deworming program is working like it's supposed to be? Performing routine diagnostic tests can help you find that out. Is Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim, shares his advice on diagnostic testing on how to set your deworming program up for success.
Really, it comes down to managing what you measure. That's an adage that's often repeated. We can make similar parallels to what we do with nutrition and testing forage for our cattle. Ultimately, you want to see how well the products that you're using are working in your herd at your location. So the opportunity is to do a very basic, inexpensive evaluation or analysis of manure samples and see what the population of parasites is and ultimately how the cattle are responding to treatment as it relates to what happens in subsequent samples that are collected.
He goes on to say that there are two different diagnostic tests that are available for the deworming.
You can initially start out with basic surveillance. How wormy are the cattle? You can follow up with how well do the cattle respond to treatment, and that's done by following behind the same number of cattle. You would sample those cattle at the time of treatment and then sample those cattle 10 to 14 days later and you want to look at the reduction, and you expect a 90% reduction minimum over that baseline collection, and that is called the fecal egg count reduction test, and that is really the gold standard of evaluating the efficacy of a deworming strategy. Further, once those organisms are recovered, those eggs can actually be hatched out in a laboratory setting, and then a trained professional can determine what species of parasite are present.
That again was Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services. It's at Boehringer Ingelheim. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and your Beef Month message brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network and the El Dorado Livestock Auction. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales every Thursday at 11 a.m. Online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Last year, the western third and south central regions of Kansas predicted to produce nearly 58 bushels of wheat per acre. What about this year? Well, not so much. Now prognosticators predicting the same region will average 37 bushels per acre. That's the estimate from the participants of day two of the Wheat Quality Council Winter Wheat Tour. Continued drought, freeze damage conspiring against this year's crop. Single-digit yield estimates predicted for the extreme southwestern portions of Kansas. As expected, the worst wheat fields were in the west and southwest portions of the state. Better wheat was found in the south central part of Kansas. Chris Kirby, marketing communications specialist at Oklahoma Wheat Commission, said the Oklahoma farmers planted 4.4 million acres last fall, but an estimated 23.5 bushels per acre yield on those acres will be 54.07 million bushels of production. Last year, their number was 115 million bushels. A combination of farmers buying inputs at lower prices in late 2020 and capitalizing on strong crop cycles and robust grain prices mid-21 has led to the highest net farm income ever recorded in Kansas. That according to data from the Kansas Farm Management Association. KFMA Executive Director Kevin Herbel said the statewide average net farm income in 2021, $310,230. That is a 78% increase over the average of $173,972 in 2020. The new figure represents the sixth straight year that Kansas net farm income has grown since 2015, when income plunged to its lowest level in 30 years at $6,744 on average. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Severe root pruning by corn rootworm larvae can dramatically impact the corn crop yield. Know what to look for now and later on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies
and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
From now through June, corn growers should be scouting their fields for corn rootworm. Newly hatched larvae feed primarily on root hairs and outer root tissue. As larvae grow and their food requirements increase, they burrow into the roots to feed. This interferes with water and nutrient uptake, makes the plant unstable, and cuts down on yield. Anthony Omis is an extension agronomy specialist at the University of Missouri. He says one of the signs of rootworm activity is root tips that appear brown, tunneled into, and chewed back to the base of the plant.
One root average per plant turning back to, you know, 1.5 inches of the stalk, or entire node of roots destroyed. Somewhere in that range is where economic loss is going to be potentially possible. One of the things you'd see is that root pruning, and then the next obvious symptom would be if there's a wind occurring after excessive root pruning, you'll get some plants that lay over. Then you'll get this goosenecking where the plant's trying to upright itself again.
Scouting doesn't end with the larvae. In late July and August, the adult beetles will show up on the corn plant.
The beetles feed on silk. They're typically not an economic threat because we've already got pollination occurred. But if we get an average of about one beetle per plant in that time frame, then that would probably be enough because the beetles just fall back to the ground and deposit the eggs.
The first management strategy is rotating out of corn. If you have continuous corn, the only option is to use BT or insecticide treatments. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on scouting for rootworms at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today as we get closer to the wrap-up of the first day of trading of the week. And we're seeing things pretty consistent throughout the board today. Not a lot of movement really in the grain market all over. We're still seeing corn and wheat mostly higher. Soybeans mostly lower on the day. Livestock is still mostly higher as well for both the cattle and the lean hogs. So that is good news for the first day of trading right now. July corn is sitting up 7.5 cents right now at 786 and a quarter. September's up by 7 and a quarter at 754. And a quarter. Wheat market mostly higher here. July KC wheat sitting up 21.5 cents at 1274 and a quarter, with the September and the green by 21 cents at 1277 and three quarters. In the soybean market, mostly lower numbers there. July beans are down 19.5 cents at 1685 and three quarters. August in the red by 14 and a quarter at 1627 and a quarter. On the meal side, July soybean meal down 7.30 at 422 and a half. That's after a mostly stronger start to the day. We're seeing some red pop up there. And the oil market is down as well, with July down by a half a buck at 80.42. In the cotton market, things have definitely slowed down there, but still positive, with July cotton up 68 cents at 142.95. October's up by 99 cents at 132.77. And the oats market is mostly higher, with July oats sitting up 25 and a quarter cent at 638 even. Real quick, in the livestock market, live cattle for June sitting up right now 97 cents in the green at 132.55. Feeder cattle up by 2 pennies at 153.42. And the lean hogs are in the red, in the green by 60 cents at sitting at 109.47. July is also up 90 cents at 109.90. US dollar index for the day today, after kind of a mixed week in trading last week, the June index is starting off 90 cents in the red today at 102.26. We have 30-year bonds down by just over a point at 140.13, and 10-year notes in the red sitting at 119.20. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-8.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today as we get closer to the wrap-up of the first day of trading of the week. And we're seeing things pretty consistent throughout the board today. Not a lot of movement really in the grain market all over. We're still seeing corn and wheat mostly higher. Soybeans mostly lower on the day. Livestock is still mostly higher as well for both the cattle and the lean hog. So that is good news for the first day of trading right now. July corn is sitting up 7.5 cents right now at 786 and a quarter. September's up by 7 and a quarter at 754. And a quarter. Wheat market mostly higher here is July KC wheat sitting up 21.5 cents at 1274 and a quarter, with the September and the green by 21 cents at 1277 and three quarters. In the soybean market, mostly lower numbers there. July beans are down 19.5 cents at 1685 and three quarters. August in the red by 14 and a quarter at 1627 and a quarter. On the meal side, July soybean meal down 7.30 at 422 and a half. That's after a mostly stronger start to the day. We're seeing some red pop up there. And the oil market is down as well, with July down by a half a buck at 80.42. In the cotton market, things have definitely slowed down there, but still positive, with July cotton up 68 cents at 142.95. October's up by 99 cents at 132.77. And the oats market is mostly higher, with July oats sitting up 25 and a quarter cent at 638 even. Real quick, in the livestock market, live cattle for June sitting up right now 97 cents in the green at 132.55. Feeder cattle up by 2 pennies at 153.42. And the lean hogs are in the red, in the green by 60 cents at sitting at 109.47. July is also up 90 cents at 109.90. U.S. dollar index for the day today. After kind of a mixed week in trading last week, the June index is starting off 90 cents in the red today at 102.26. We have 30-year bonds down by just over a point at 140.13. And 10-year notes in the red sitting at 119.20. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-8-
From Kansas State University, this
is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Increased inflation has caused rising interest rates, and that has led to farmers possibly looking into alternative ways of obtaining credit. K-State agricultural economist Brian Brigeman has been researching non-traditional agricultural financing, particularly pertaining to credit offered by farmer cooperatives. The current interest rate projections leave him and other economists assuming farmers will explore different means of financing their operations in the near future.
The most recent reports, we had headline inflation at 8.5%. And so one of the lessons that we learned through that very high inflationary period in the late 70s, early 80s, is that the Fed responds to that by raising interest rates. We do know what the cure is for inflation. It's higher interest rates, and the Fed is currently doing that. And so with this inflation, the increasing interest rates, many economists are expecting further interest rate increases. In fact, many feel that the Fed funds rate could be at 2% by the end of the year. That does set the stage for a discussion around non-traditional financing and its implications for agricultural producers.
Brueggemann is curious about how farmers will supply their need for credit as interest rates rise.
There's still going to be demand for credit. The question will be, might the non-traditional lenders be more price competitive in this marketplace if commercial banks from credit system continue to raise their rates? So as any ag producer that's out there trying to be mindful and making good, sound financial decisions, will they seek out other sources of credit?
Brueggemann's study shows that farmer cooperatives generally have strong balance sheets. He believes that most cooperatives are in a position to absorb the impacts of higher interest rates.
Plain a simple what if, a straightforward scenario. Let's say we did write off 50% of those accounts receivable. In our case, we were looking at farmer cooperatives. What does that mean? Who would be the most impacted? Just different scenarios of having that increase of bad debt expense. Not everyone would be safe. So those that would be more challenged into absorbing those losses, they would be co-ops that, you know, you look over time, they struggle with profitability, those that are very large, and then also those co-ops that have more of a mixed in their sales structure. So the takeaway from the research is that at least in the farmer cooperative sense, the balance sheets are quite strong. So even if the credit was extended, if they had a loss, they could absorb it.
That was K-State agricultural economist Brian Brigeman on how increasing inflation and interest rates may affect farmer credit offered by agricultural cooperatives. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.